Hi, we're back.
I'm eating more M&M's.
That's right.
Tell them what they're like.
Yeah, shut up! You don't have to remind me. I don't remember that one, huh?
Yeah.
We talked about it 10 seconds ago.
No, we didn't.
Like 8 seconds ago. Okay. So, I'm eating M&M's, I'm sorry.
You're listening to Rant Radio. The station manager is giving me a dirty look because I'm not being as professional as he's used to in his room. See, he's used to professionals being in his room. They cost a bit more, but... Anyways, somebody stopped listening. I'm quite distressed about it. A few people stopped listening.
They come on and kick your ass. We're going to come and kick your teeth in.
Right.
Because they're not listening, so they won't know.
Yeah, they won't know we're going to come over and kick their teeth in. All right. You're listening to Rant Radio. Check out the webpage at rantradio.com. And you can join us on the IRC. Join in on the conversation at the IRC. Undernet server, Rant Radio channel.
Rant Radio does not work. You have to have www.
Unless you're an idiot, and you don't know that all web pages start with www.
Most do.
All.
No.
All. Unless you're any web, if you type, what web pages won't work if you type in
I've WP. Been to some that do not work.
Okay, well.
I can't name any, but most do, yeah.
Okay, here's the deal. Unless you're a fucking retard, or super special, okay, you know to put www in front of rentradio.com. I don't need to tell you that.
Super special.
How many people are listening right now?
Okay. We have to give a shout out to violentveronica.com.
Oh, hey. Violentveronica.com. Check it out. It's a rant webpage. They have rants on there. And
they've linked to us.
Linked to us. So we're going to link to them, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah, for sure.
So we're going to put a link to them, I guess, probably by later tonight or tomorrow. It'll be on the webpage.
Somewhere.
Somewhere. So you can check it out.
Yeah.
And,
why should we go there, Sandman?
You know, why should we go there? Does that have a link to us? Huh? Would anybody care? Huh?
And it is nothing that we know about.
I can't read that.
We don't know what language that's in.
Dukan Kilikapa Lankan Meda Forat Yi. Till Fortune Cities, Amsida Darkukan, Flaita Inian. I'm not reading any more of that language because I don't know what it is. That's some sort of joke. With your own parking place, see what?
It's your own parking?
You don't have W. Oh. Well, suck it, okay? That's like, you're just pointing out some exception, and nobody wants to go there anyways, because it's not in English.
People that fit.
Anyways, Corey has something to say.
No, I don't.
See?
He did have something to say.
He did have something to say.
Okay, what's our next topic? You're going to, like, bore people to death.
Oh, shut up! This is all you talk about in your show. Okay.
Violent Veronica has actually joined in the IRC.
Cool.
Thank you for the link.
Thanks for coming by, Violent Veronica. Say something. Come on. You know you want to type something into the IRC so we can have it said. Talk about anal sex. No, you have to you have to catch Anki's show.
He'll talk all about anal sex.
Alright, let's talk about anal sex for a while. Anal sex?
Yes.
Bad. I suspect that it hurts, although I've never tried.
Yeah, I wouldn't like to have it done to me, especially. I don't think it would be very fun.
I don't think it would be... What do you think, Cora? Are you into anal sex?
You have to
this
see.
This isn't video.
Say no, yes, maybe.
Well, we're going to smell your butt.
We're going to assume that he... Yes.
Ooh! Corey's butt smells bad. Alright. I know all about it. Shh. Hey.
Someone told me.
I thought we weren't going to talk about that trip you made up here. Alright. Colin Thatcher.
He's Colin Thatcher.
Colin Thatcher. He's a murderer.
Okay.
He's this guy. Wonderful chap. flogging his wife to death, beating her 20 times with a blunt object. So, in Canada, when you kill someone, you go to jail for... You're sentenced to 25 years.
To life.
25 years to life?
No,
25 years.
25 years is life. Up here,
now,
up here somewhere.
No, that's life. It's considered to be your entire life if you spend 25 years in jail.
Okay. Get past that anyways.
Now, if you're a violent criminal that is likely to reoffend, you can be held in jail indefinitely. All right? Talk about medical marijuana. No.
Just because you mentioned it, Drex will not talk about it.
Hey, yeah, if you guys want to call us, it's 1-604-533-9191.
I think Derek's on the phone, so, actually, Anki, no.
So, okay. Anyways, so this guy, he's in jail. He's been in jail for 15 years for beating his wife to death with a blunt object, beating her 20 times. So, it wasn't accidental, you know, he wasn't just infuriated and went and hit her once and she died from a bad blow or something.
He's multi-millionaire.
And, oh, yeah, that's right. He's a multi-millionaire. Great. Anyways, he, you know, obviously he put at least a few seconds thought into it. Anyway, so he's in jail for 15 years, and now he gets to apply for the faint hope clause, which, because after 15 years in Canada, if you murder someone, you have the chance of getting parole. You know, because 15 years, that's a long time, really, right? You know, if you've taken someone's life.
Sorry about that.
Apparently.
That's okay.
Okay.
Your Martha is original. Now we're going to check messages.
Okay. So.
Wow, I didn't know people were calling in.
Now, anyways, regardless of whether he gets his parole, he's already been sent to a minimum security prison. Now, it's in Mission, and it's like a country club, really. He plays golf during the day in a 9-hole golf course. He has he can leave every day and go do a normal job like everyone else and get paid like everyone else. And to top that off, he just had his horse shipped to the jail so he can ride it daily. Is anyone like puking out there? Can you read that and tell me if anyone says anything worth reading? Oh, the mayor of Mission arranged for his, oh no, this is the mayor of Mission said this. Let's see, prisons, play tennis.
Any interesting messages?
Oh, the mayor of Mission said some prisons have their inmates play tennis on tennis courts they build. Some have golf courses they build. And it's part of the healing process. Going to jail isn't the heal.
The reintroduction of criminals into society.
Yeah.
Let's ease them in slowly by giving them all
the
luxuries.
How about you ease them in slowly and let them go back into society after they've, you know,
done the time.
They done perished. You can ease them into the public cemetery. Although that's too good if you ask me.
For somebody killing somebody else, like truly convicted of it? Yeah.
Right. Oh, okay. He can leave when he wants to go buy his own groceries and he can take them back and cook his own meals and then go play golf after he's finished.
Somebody says, who are we talking about? You better tell them.
Colin Thatcher. And he is. He's a rich bastard that killed his wife, and now, well, shit, I might come to Canada and kill someone. It would be a lot easier than having to work to get that stuff. Get that stuff. Okay, he's been in jail in a normal prison. I don't know, medium or maximum. Probably medium is medium, because he's not likely to recommit the offense. She's already dead. But he was in a normal prison for 15 years, so if you want to wait for 15 years and get fucked up the ass every night or whatever happens in that, then go ahead, you know. Yeah, really, you know how much it costs to go on a golf course around here. What does that mean? I'm not sure what you're saying.
That he's getting it for free.
Oh.
He's not paying to go on the golf course. He's going, like, on the golf course at the prison.
Hey, Veronica, are you, like, really a chick and you like this anal sex stuff? Or are you a guy with a chick's name wearing underwear with a slit in the butt so you can have anal sex?
Oh, take a look at this.
talk about medical marijuana.
No.
No.
Just let me call.
Hey, Inky, come here.
Okay, I'm in. What's up?
Inky wants to talk about anal sex.
Hey, it's kick-ass. Just try it. I don't mean from a guy's sound perspective. I mean, like, if you're a chick out there and you like that kind of thing happening to you, I mean, I personally can't imagine why, but if you're into it... email me. No, just kidding.
You guys, that's it. That's enough filth for my show.
No, no, I'm not quite done with the anal sex thing.
Okay.
No, talk about it on your show. I'm not.
No, okay, I will then, bitch.
When's your show? My show is tomorrow night from 9 p.m. till midnight. Only about the first hour or two will be live, depending on how tired I get and when I go to sleep. And, yeah, I will definitely discuss the topic of anal sex.
And that's the last time anal sex will be mentioned on my show. Nobody else will talk about anal sex on my show, and it won't be mentioned again.
Anal sex.
Derek will be on IRC momently.
Who are the DJs tonight?
Who is it?
Me! I'm Drexel. We have Sumerian, the station manager, right over here.
Oh, okay. Yo, here's a calling card. It has, like, 3 minutes on it. Okay.
So cool. If someone wants to call, they can use this? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So we're going to post this in the normal section.
And we have Corey over here. He's a little silent tonight. That was Corey. Being silent.
Free phone call for 3 minutes. There is the number in the IRC, on the internet servers, in the Rant Radio channel. 1-800-564-9512, then 1-970-022-5213, and then our phone number, 1-604-533-9191. You got that?
All right. Black Talon. Okay, this is what Black Talon has to say. He says, you should see the prisons of Phoenix. Inmates wear the old white and black stripes. No TV, no porn. They clean the highways down here on chain gangs, and when the prisons get filled up, they put tents in the desert with barbed wire and let them rot in the sun.
Where
you go? If you're going to kill someone, that's fucking awesome. Get ass. Now, there's lots of differences between the States and Canada, and... I think we win on most of them. But you guys got better prisons.
Much more brutal.
Much more brutal.
From what we hear, we've never actually been in the prison system here.
Yeah, we see it on TV all the time. All they do is have anal sex.
Oh, yeah, we have an anal sex channel. Hey, I thought anal sex wasn't going to be discussed again.
It wasn't. When you brought it up, I haven't brought up anal sex.
No. Okay, what's our next topic?
Catamarans? Are we going to talk about catamarans? All right. I'm not sure how excited you guys will be here to hear about catamarans.
I don't think they will, but...
I'm not going to talk about it then. Oh. Child porn. That's what we're going to talk about.
Okay.
All right, this is the argument I heard about child porn by, I think it was the lawyer arguing it. Saying that it wasn't
illegal.
That it shouldn't be illegal. All right.
Because it's...
His argument was that child porn doesn't harm the children. Okay, now choke that down. And not only does it not harm the children, it protects the children.
Yeah, that's what he said.
A moment of silence so you can digest that.
Child porn protects children.
That's right. Child porn protects children, and it doesn't hurt them. All right. Now... Here's the reasoning. Pedophiles, this is what he said, would you prefer to have a pedophile out there that has ample supply of child porn, or would you prefer that same pedophile be out there
getting real
and have no child porn and still feel the same way? That's what he said. Basically he's saying, would you prefer him to go out there and shag little children or have, you know, beat off? I don't buy that at all. I think he's just going to be beaten off to the child porn, get bored of it, and go out and find some children. Whereas otherwise, he might not have even given them a second thought. So that's all speculation. But the idea that it doesn't hurt kids to make child porn of them, that's like complete and utter bullshit. I can't believe
it. It has to be done somewhere at some point in time.
That's right, it has to be made. And isn't the creation of child porn illegal?
Yes, you can't create it, you cannot sell it, but you can have it.
But that doesn't make any sense. If you steal a stereo, you're not allowed to have a stereo that's stolen, right?
Right.
Right. So why the hell are you allowed to have... You're not allowed to grow marijuana, and you're not allowed to own
Arowana. Marijuana.
Oh, we have a phone call.
We do?
Yeah. Hello, you're on Rat Radio.
Hi.
Who is this?
Defunk.
Oh, right, Defunk. You got something to say about child porn or marijuana or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Go for it. We've got Defunk on the phone. Where are you calling from, first of all?
Vancouver.
Oh, that's no fun. This probably isn't even long distance.
You should have lied.
Should have said, Europe.
Cuba. I am calling from Cuba.
Although that sounded more like East India. Or India, I mean. Okay, go. What do you have to say?
Hold on a sec. I'm kind of confused. There's a little bit of a delay.
Okay, turn down your radio.
Okay.
Just listen to us on the phone.
Ignore everyone else.
And, ignore the radio, because otherwise you won't know what we're talking.
The only thing that'll be on the radio is you, and you've already known what you said.
That's right.
So just turn it up.
You won't be missing anything. And when you turn it back up after you hang up, you'll hear like 20 seconds of yourself. So there you go. Okay. Go for it.
About kiddie porn.
Yeah.
Why not let it be legal?
Because it has to be
legal. Okay, now, you're saying it should be legal, so give us your reason why.
Okay, you can compare it to drug use. It's illegal to deal drugs, but it really isn't that illegal to do drugs.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's illegal to have them, though.
But you can inhale it and exhale it, but you can't have it. I think that's how it works.
Yes, that's the way it works.
It's crazy, but yeah.
But the other reason is, drugs, they hurt you, right? Child porn, first of all, it doesn't hurt you,
I suppose.
It has to be taken. But it affects the children that it was taken from, right? There's child porn out there. Someone's jacking off to your little naked body. How would that make you feel?
And
the fact that at the time, it would be pretty traumatic having some guy ripping your clothes off and taking pictures of you.
It's pretty hard to compare it to drugs because growing the drugs doesn't hurt anyone.
Well, I'm talking about wildlife.
Oh, well, we don't care about that. We're talking about wildlife.
And you guys have kiddie porn on your computer.
Uh-huh.
You're not really hurting anybody by just having it on your computer. But you gave it to you, though. He's the one who's hurting people. He's the one who should be busted.
Technically.
He should be busted bad.
Technically,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, technically, yes.
Well, why would you have it there, then? Why would you have child porn on your computer?
It's a good thing that you like to look at.
Yeah, but you don't think it's disturbing?
Well, sure, it's disturbing, but the Constitution says that you can do whatever the hell you want.
Okay, but it also says that if you have a stolen stereo in your car, then you can be charged with that.
And you possessing this stolen stereo doesn't...
That hasn't done anything. You didn't steal the stereo.
With possession, you're not getting charged with theft.
Yeah.
That's right. You're being charged with possession. And same with, you're being charged with possession of child porn.
Yeah. It hurts somebody down the line.
It hurts somebody down the line.
I do agree with complete freedom. Do whatever you want in your own house. But there is a limit to when it actually affects someone else's life. Like doing drugs... smoking marijuana, it almost doesn't affect someone else's life unless you incur something in the medical system. They have to take care of you afterwards because you're totally addicted or something to it.
Well,
but on the whole, smoking marijuana doesn't hurt anyone anywhere down the line.
As long as you're not stealing shit from people to pay for it.
That's right. As long as you're not stealing money from other people and stuff like that. So.
Okay, that's our stance. Okay, so anyways, what do you have to say about like I said though, you're being charged with possession of stolen objects, right? And same with, you're being charged with possession of child porn.
Well, they should have two different sections under the law code.
They don't?
They
don't have any at all.
Well, they do now, because possession is not illegal, but making it is. So there's not two differences.
I'm not arguing that this is bad that they had this decision, right? Because the fact that they did, now they're obviously not going to just allow people to have child porn.
They're really fighting to get
it. They're going to come up with a better solution for it so that some real fucked up individual in the future won't be able to get away with it just because of a loophole in the law, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, so that's good. All right, fuck you, get off the phone.
Thanks for calling, man.
And call next week, too, if you want.
Oh, I'll call every night, man.
Cool. Yes. Well, not every night. He only has it once a week.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Cool.
Thank you, dude.
Okay, the line is open. Anki-Doo.
Anki-Doo is Anki.
Yeah.
I don't know why you got
it. But he typed it in.
Okay.
My problem is this. Child porn is wrong, no doubt. However, where do you draw the line? 14, 16, 18, 19, 20, 21.
Right.
A lot of stuff on the internet that is illegal here, but perfectly acceptable in other countries where there are completely or even slightly different cultures.
Right.
Okay, so
what is child porn?
Well,
right?
We draw the line at 18. So
here.
There's your answer. That's where you draw the line, 18. Thank you very much.
Boy, that's got dry, isn't it? Well, we could download perfectly legal porn from Europe in the Netherlands,
but
or
it's
whatever.
Not perfectly legal because you're not in the Netherlands. You're
right.
In Canada.
Yeah,
I think the shit is just warped. But hey, if someone wants to look at it, whatever. I just don't like the fact that you have to permanently screw up some kid to take the pictures.
Okay, even illegal to make people look like kids in pictures.
Yeah,
to do that. That's kind of crazy, but yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know what that has to do with anything, but I thought I'd throw that in.
I'm not sure about that, because that's not really fair. Some people never stop looking like children. They look like children until they're really old, and then they look like
when
really
they get
old people.
Okay, the phone lines are open if somebody wants to know what you. It's 1-604-533-9191. Only phone during the show. Because otherwise I'll just hang up on you, because that's my phone line. But
Veronica says, who really cares about the kid? How does a fucked up kid affect you? I think this bleeding heart save the kid rhetoric is just a facade to make morons feel better about themselves. Just like I don't give a shit that King Hussein just died. Okay, we'll go on to the next part. Wow, people are actually saying, stop,
feedback.
As opposed to just, my fart's small. Anyways, what are you, kidding? Obviously, you don't care about everybody, right? No, you don't care if King Hussein died. Although that's shitty, because now there might not be a war. There probably would have been before. Anyways. But who cares about the kid? Well, who cares about the fucking... Oh, what was that guy's name? Who cares about Colin Thatcher's wife? So what if some bitch died?
Yeah.
So what? Same thing. Fuck you. Anyways. Because you just can't let people do bad things to people. That's just the way it works, right?
No, we can't have two people calling in at once. We only have one phone line here. Sorry. So,
yeah,
if anybody did phone in, they'll go to the answering machine. So we're going to check the answering machine messages.
No.
Nobody left a message.
Okay. Enkidu, evidence. In Japan, girls as young as 16 can be tied up and photographed.
What?
Exploitation. Somewhat, yes. But this is a different culture, and the laws deem that this is okay, as long as the genitalia are obscured, either by modification of the photo or by blockage of the photo. It is fair to send me to jail if I possess such a photo, and I don't, by the way.
Right.
I don't think so. Also, are National Geographic photos of naked aboriginals illegal, and how about ST? Okay, I understand. We said National Geographic photos, are they illegal? Okay. No, it's not pornography. And you go, yeah, well, what's the difference between pornography and pictures of naked people? The difference is, what was the intent when it was taken, right? If you intended to be taking pornography, then it's pornography. And if you didn't, if you were just taking a picture of some, you know, spear checkers. No. He should have originals.
Yeah.
So, we're talking about spear checkers. We're talking about a culture, not a race. Anyways. Then, and what was I talking about?
It's the intent.
It's the intent. And you bring that, and in the court of law, they will discuss
if
that.
If it appeals to your purient interest, that means if it makes you want to jack off, then it is illegal. Jello Biafra went to court over this on a insert in one of his albums. It was a whole bunch of genitalia in this poster by H.R. Giger, the guy who invented the creatures and aliens, and he's like a brilliant artist, and they took them to court for it. And that was the argument. Is this pornographic? And eventually he won because of some technicality or something, but that's the whole thing. That's the difference in between the stuff in the National Geographics and some chick like spreading it open for you, right? It's completely different. Okay, we have to catch up here.
I guess the problem is that laws are vague, and this is from Anki. I guess the problem is that laws are vague in their definition of pornography, and deliberately so that they can be enforced selectively. Whether this selection is in the best interest of children involved is entirely up to the judgment of the prosecuting cops in question. That's right, but the people prosecuting it has to be left open like that, right? Because otherwise, what if you've got a picture of your little 3-year-old kid running around with no top on? That might turn some fucking weirdo freak off. But it doesn't turn you on. It's your little kid, right? Unless you're a weirdo freak.
There are some people that have videos of gymnastics and stuff, little kids doing gymnastics. I mean, that's kind of sick. Like, they do close-ups and stuff, right? But it's not illegal, sort of. Who the fuck is King Hussein? Is it
King Hussein's... he's the King of Jordan. Right?
Was
the King of Jordan.
Okay.
Anyways, until yesterday, because he gave up to his heir. Anyways, regardless, he's the... Isn't he the guy, the PLO?
What?
Isn't he, like, the leader of the PLO?
No.
Anyways.
Yasser Arafat was there or something.
Oh, Yasser Arafat. It's not the same guy. Oh, okay. Fuck it. There might still be a war. Because Yasser Arafat, he's the guy that was going to declare the Palestinian state and start a war. Well, they have a war started because of it. But anyways, King Hussein, he's, like, a king.
I'm going to catch up.
Okay. Let's see. Where are we? Barmes, why not? Veronica, why not? Fuck that. Fuck everyone. Worry about yourself. We already worry about ourselves, but we're on this show and we like other people.
So you have the greatest. I don't like enforcing laws, restricting other people. I'm sort of in the same vein.
Okay.
Libertarian.
Veronica, why can't I come up to you with a gun and blow your brains out and not get arrested? That's why. The same reason that we have to make laws to protect kids. That's why.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we'll just have complete anarchy. Okay.
Maybe she's an anarchy.
Yes, pictures of 7-year-old girls blowing their parents are wrong. No sick bastards. Yes, the parents, you dumb fucks, should be killed. Okay, well, we all agree with that. Thank you. Hey, Veronica, you kind of have a point. Who cares when it is 800,000 people have been killed in Rwanda for being part of a different socio-religious group, and this all in the last couple of years. Check out Sean Kennedy's show on Wednesdays. Yeah, okay, well, that was a little inaccurate. But whatever.
Tell people about the IRC again.
Okay, we're on the IRC, the Undernet Server Rant Radio Channel.
So come there if you want to give us some feedback or phone us.
Veronica says, I really don't care about Rwanda. Fuck Rwanda in the ass. If you ask me, I'm not from there. No one I love is from there. Fuck them.
Wow. Well, you make yourself known.
Okay.
Yeah. Her.
Sure. That's fine.
Self.
Yeah. Fuck, someone's a little bit selfish. Holy shit.
Definite anarchist.
Yeah. Well, you know, obviously, you can't care about everybody, right?
That's right.
But, yeah, that's not the argument. The argument
first. Yes.
The argument is, should there be laws to protect people? Not do you care about them.
That's
no,
right.
No, I don't fucking care if you get shot. If I heard you got shot in the head on the television, I'd be like, oh, wow, I was talking to that person last night. That's kind of weird. I wouldn't really care, no, but I would think it was wrong.
Yeah, would you like...
Unless you are, like, invading someone's house.
Would you like these laws to protect you? That's the issue, right?
Right.
But if you were a kid, would you want, oh yeah, open season, take pictures, whatever.
Okay, Anki says,
oh, Corey's heading out. We bored him to death.
Anki says, looking out for number one always gets dangerous because when everyone looks out for themselves, no one is looking out for you. That makes you an instant minority. We all know how well treated minorities usually are. And you're not monopolizing the channel, by the way, Anki. Kermit 2. Kermit Oz, sorry. My eyes suck. I think if you only worry about yourself, you have less things to worry about, thus less stress about the outside world. Okay.
Well, yeah, you could shut really your eyes if you want and live in a corner. That's not the greatest thing to do. You should know what's going on around you and get mad about it and...
Yell and scream, that really helps. No, they did a study. Apparently, getting mad only makes you madder. they always talk about how, you
release
know,
your anger.
Releasing your anger helps, but apparently it doesn't. This makes you more angry. Veronica says, I don't care. Anything and everything that happens to me is the direct reaction of what I do and who I love. No. If I walk up to you and blow your brains out with a gun, that has nothing to do with anything you've ever done, thought, or had to do with. Well, except perhaps the fact that I know of you because of IRC and you didn't talk and I wouldn't know. What city are you guys in and how long are you on tonight? We're in Vancouver, well, not Vancouver, we're in Langley. But we're near Vancouver, BC, Canada. And that's that. It's pretty hard to start a war with no country. Hey, the Americans did it. With your Civil War, well, I guess they had one country and they were fighting over it, but that would be similar to what's happening in Israel. They would say, well, we're taking part of it, fuck you.
Yeah.
Wildcard, talk about screwed up. There was a kid who just walked by this guy's driveway and wrote, hi, on the owner of the drive, did not like it at all, and took the kid's picture and put it on the kiddie porn site because he just wrote hi in his drive, and that sick fuck got arrested very quick. Cool. Did the sick fuck get the kid naked or just shoot the kid at home? Oh, I don't know.
The kid's pick and next day digitize the naked bodies over.
Oh.
Yeah, that's illegal to do.
Yeah, that's bad.
So we got arrested. Whatever, right? You do something wrong, you get arrested.
Cool. Ow! Who will enforce these laws? The cops? I'm not sure I understand you. That seems too simple of a question, so I'm going to have to let you... we're really far behind anyways, by the way, because lots of people are actually typing things worth reading. Normally people just go, you know, whatever. They go, oh, farts smell good, or talk about anal sex.
What you're talking, that's good.
The man will enforce the laws.
Dangerous opinion, Kermit. Complacency leads to exploitation, and that's just not just empty rhetoric. Very true.
Where's this? What?
Right at the bottom, Enki. Enki.
Dangerous opinion. Like, where's Kermit? What did he say? I give a shit about my friends, people close to me, but otherwise, fuck it. Dangerous opinion, Kermit. Compliance leads to exploitation, and that's no empty rhetoric.
That's right. If you're not paying attention to what's going on around you, it'll be you.
We're broadcasting from Canada, Vancouver, Canada, Lush.
Okay. So everyone else out there wants to tell us where they're from, just put it up on the IRC.
Yeah.
And if you want to phone me,
Ryan's from USA. Somewhere.
Call us 1-604-533-991.
Yeah, Lush, we're in Langley. Yep. So, yeah, we'd say we're from Vancouver, but we're really in.
It's just easier.
Probably to say Yankee.
It's just easier to say Vancouver, because everyone knows Vancouver.
Ah, see, Lush is from Richmond as well. He's pulling the same trick as us.
You're not from Vancouver. Liar.
Rottenhead's from Seattle.
Holy cow, a lot of BC people.
Well, it's late for people. Oh, Evil is from Toronto, he says.
Oh, okay.
Wow, you're fucking up late.
No, really, it's only one.
That's late for Sunday night.
Okay, what's the next topic? Are we going to play a song or some promos or something?
Play the fucking man!
The fucking man, okay.
No.
No?
Come on, the child porn one.
We play it all the time.
No, play the child porn one.
It's probably not very accurate.
It can...
He's going to kick your ass.
Of course, he's an IRC. He's going to kick my ass because I just said something.
We can argue about it after, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, we're going to play the child porn one. This is Sean Kennedy. He's got a show on Wednesdays if you want to listen. Here he is. It's Sean Kennedy.
And you should listen to his show because it's really good.
It's really good. So here's Sean Kennedy on child porn.
Once again, here's Sean.
This is a pretty cool show. I'm getting off on this.
This one?
Yeah. How many listeners do we have?
Okay, it's child pornography time. Yes, we're just talking about the good old child porn.
This show does very well.
Recently, well, if it just passed in BC, that said it's okay to have
Well, we're running into James.
Generally, in Bible law, you're allowed to look
at little pictures of little 6-year-old
having
their
dicks out,
and a beautiful name. Oh, sorry. I love it. Guys, yeah, it's on beer, okay? I'm going to concentrate.
We've got 13.
Yeah,
13 real listeners. Are you listening on yours, or are you just hearing us?
I'm just talking.
So you're just hearing
us? Oh, okay, I'll go.
No, I'm just asking if you are. Because we're going to minus you from it otherwise.
You like that? Have another one. Yeah, it's good to go. You know you love it. You know it's good. It's natural selection. It's the
way. Did you read what I said in the IRC about the pornography laws?
We read almost everything you said.
But of the pornography laws, what did you say about that? Well, because it depends on how they define pornography laws.
Oh, yes.
Some 16-year-old girl out of Japan, where it's legal, and she's well paid, Okay, it's unethical, sure. But should I go to jail because I have a picture from Japan? No.
You should, if you know you should. But there's no way for you to know. If the argument is you didn't know that she was under 18 and thought she was over 18, that's, then no, you shouldn't. But you should, you know. Because the laws in Canada say you have to be over 18, if it was clear, if it said age 16, and you're like, oh, then yeah, you know that. The difference is,
I should be able to download a picture from Japan where it's legal. I broke no laws. Over there, they took the picture. It's just a fucking picture, man. I didn't touch the chick. She's never
made
me. She'll never meet me, and they're not making any money off the picture.
I disagree.
What's to stop me from
like you said earlier, you have to draw the line somewhere.
That's what you do.
Oh, wait, now,
so where should the line be drawn? I think the line should be drawn at the legal age in Canada, but the law should only apply to pictures taken in Canada, or there should be another law.
So why don't you go, okay, well, in Rwanda,
it's legal to fuck a 4-year-old girl?
Okay. Yeah, okay, we are having an argument here. You guys are missing it. Okay, Enki's opinion is that the law about you have to be 18 or older to have legal pornography in Canada. All right. So he says that in Japan, you're allowed to have pornography of 16-year-old girls. And the argument
he tied up there, really nasty shit happening to him too.
Okay. Okay. So his argument is that it should be legal for you to have a picture of this 16-year-old chick if the picture was taken in Japan. Is that right? Here, give us your opinion. Say it.
That is my opinion. I think that it's legal in Japan to get a 16-year-old girl, tie her up, you know, have sex with her, and take pictures of it and sell it. Matter of fact, the porn business in Japan is apparently immense. I was talking to my friend Gen, who just came back from Japan about 8 months ago, and he was telling me they have, like, vending machines with soiled women's underwear in it. And that's some weird shit. I don't exactly understand why somebody would want a little tube full of used women's underwear, but, you know, that's their business, and that's acceptable in their culture, and that's really what we're talking about here. In Japan, it's acceptable for someone to take pictures of a 16-year-old girl and sell them. I mean, they're fucking marrying them off at 14, and they're getting fucked then. Why not fuck them for money at 16? I mean, I'm also pretty much against the prostitution laws, but I'm not going to cover that topic right now. I mean, maybe we'll get into it later. Anyways, what I argue is, if it's taken in Japan, it's legal in Japan, and we deem that Japan is an acceptable country too. Let's remember that they're a big trading partner. We have no sanctions against them. We like the Japanese culture.
Okay, that's enough of you.
So why should we argue with? Darcy, Drex really doesn't like what I'm saying. Now, my point is, we like the Japanese. We like their culture. We trade with them hugely, and yet anything they do pornography wise, all of a sudden is evil and illegal and go to jail.
Bad. Okay, so let's say the country of Zod has a law that allows you to have, you're allowed to take pornography of anyone over 6 months of age. So are you allowed to have pictures of 2-year-old kids from Zod on your computer? Because it was taken in Zod, and it's perfectly legal in Zod, and now you get Joe Schmo down the street, he's got 20 little kids, he's taking pictures of them, and then he emails them to his server in Zod, and then downloads them off the server in Zod and says, no, they were taken in Zod, it's legal! I'm being prosecuted for having legal porn on my computer!
You have to draw the line somewhere,
and the line is 18 in Canada, that's what.
You're fucking with what I'm trying to say. I'm saying that the pictures taken in Japan, it's cool. But, okay, if the pictures were taken here and then mailed to Zod, well, obviously he's fraudulently explaining the way he got those pictures.
Yeah, but you can't prove it. So he's legally taking porno in Canada.
It's just easier that
way. He's just lying. Yeah, sure he's lying. Fuck. But yeah, you're right. He's lying. That bastard, he's lying. No, I think I'd be a little more upset that he's taking porno of little kids in Canada and then saying they're from another country. Just like you could take some little Japanese descended kids, take pictures of them when they're 16 in Canada and say, no, they're from Japan. And then you're breaking the law by 2 years. Damn it, 2 years!
Right? I think they meant we're talking about different laws here. What we're talking about is the importation and ownership of pornography, and you're talking about the actual child porn business of taking it, where I think it's close to a rape charge, or stat rape, when they're talking about that.
Okay,
plus, are we legal trading partners with Zod? Do we like Zod? Do we
exchange goods? Yes.
Well, then I think the real problem is, why are we accepting something which is so totally culturally different from us? Why are we allowing a country like Zod, and we're trading with them going, oh, they're horrible, they shoot six-month-old girls and, like, stick big dildos up their butts.
Normally, they're very, very righteous. Everything else they do is very righteous. They don't, they just don't consider pornography to be interesting, and so there's no laws concerning it, because nobody in God actually
cares,
actually jerks off to little kids that are nude, that's why.
Drex, give your head a shake, dude.
No, I'm making a valid argument, but you haven't addressed my argument. You haven't addressed my argument.
God, a good holiday for you.
You haven't addressed my argument that you could, in Canada, take pictures of kids that were 16 to 18 and put them on and not be prosecuted because you could say that they were from Japan if you follow your rules. That's why they have to draw a line somewhere. And in Canada, the line is 18. Well, what do you have to say about that?
I have to say about that. Why don't you actually pick up a real country instead of thinking with rhetoric about what it does?
I know a country.
I don't.
Thailand, 12-year-old girls. People come from Canada.
There's a good example, I guess. But because I'm making a point. I'm not talking about the real world. I'm making a point relative to yours. It's just slightly much more extreme than what you're talking about. But it's the same thing.
You still haven't addressed what I'm saying. Is that you could in Canada take pictures of someone who's 16. And say it's from Japan. And if it was legal to take pictures, to download pictures from Japan of 16-year-old girls, this is my argument as to why it shouldn't be legal in Canada, okay? If it was legal, then you could just do that here, and effectively the law would be 16, because you could just say you got the pictures from Japan, and that's my argument.
That's why they define. I think the point is, really, it's illegal in Canada to shoot pictures of little girls, and don't take them away, of 16-year-old girls, and then say, oh no, those pictures are from Japan. The problem isn't that the pictures were... The problem is that the guy is breaking the law, he's just getting away with it. Well, that's shitty, and that happens. And what do we do about somebody filming a snuff flick in Rwanda, apparently? No, it was filmed in Rwanda. It wasn't actually in Canada where I kidnapped a little 16-year-old girl.
A snuff flick would be illegal, and that's my point. My point is that it should be illegal to have pictures of people under 18, because it doesn't matter where they came from. In Canada, it's illegal to take pictures of someone under 18, and not having the law that way would allow people to do that.
But Drex, it's non-illegal to own a snuff flick. What happens if I take a picture of some black guy brutally killing some little black chick, and then I say, no, that's not a snuff flick, that's news footage from Rwanda. Prove me wrong.
Okay, that's true. That would suck.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, yeah, the laws get broken, and people do get away with shit, and that really blows. But the problem that we're talking about here is not that. What we're talking about is, what should the laws be? What should we actually be trying to prosecute for? Yeah, somebody gets away with something really shitty, and that's a problem, but that's a problem with the way we enforce the law, not what the law is. We've got to have a good law before we can enforce it. We've got to be able to say, okay, this thing, line drawn, is wrong. This is an 18-year-old girl, a 16-year-old girl from Japan. Maybe we should make a law that it's illegal. But the point is, right now,
I'm saying
it's illegal, but it's undefined. Like, it's a selective enforcement law where they say, this is the age, and we're going to enforce it. It doesn't really... I don't know, it doesn't hit me as right, because if you take a picture of a 17-year-old girl or a 16-year-old girl from Japan getting tied up, the penalties are the same for that as if you got, like, your 7-year-old daughter and forced her to give you a head and took pictures of it. It's just as bad. The pictures themselves, the laws are just as bad. Yeah, there's an extra rape or incest charge on top of it, but the fact that the pictures are there, I mean, that's what you're getting prosecuted for, and the law's the same, and that's wrong. It shouldn't be the same. You should have a line drawn where, yeah, okay, anybody under 16 years of age, that's really wrong because they don't have a fucking idea what's going on and they're going to be fucked for life. And then, you know, that's where you got to figure it out from. And I'm babbling now, so you can stop me.
I still don't think you addressed the...
Well, I did! God damn!
You made a point, but you kept... Okay, my point was that, yes, the reason they should make the law 18 and draw the fucking line there is because... people can get around it. That's what I'm talking about. It should be the law. The law should be 18, and they should punish you if you have stuff from under 18, regardless what country it is, because people could get... It would be a legal loophole.
But people can get around it anyways just by faking some ID. Fuck, I can make ID in my bedroom with a fucking color printer. No problem. Yeah, here she is. She's 18. I know she only looks 12, but I swear to God she's 18.
So because they can fake it another way, we shouldn't stop them from faking it one way that would be easier.
What I'm saying is we shouldn't make laws more severe in order to prevent people from getting away with them. We should have better enforcement of laws in order to prevent it. Better better investigation. Yeah, we'll look for the porn company where it was done. Prove that you took it in Japan.
Okay, or at least,
I know since the burden of proof is actually on the prosecutor, yeah, that maybe doesn't work, but the prosecution should at least be able to do more research as to where it came from. And if they can't show,
they can't
conclusively.
That's
they can't
why they have those laws.
When you take a picture,
you don't have to deal with
it.
Where
did
it
come
from? Developed?
No.
That's the point. That's my point. You have no way of proving it otherwise.
I think that new movie, 8mm, is sort of about this same kind of topic. They have to try and prove where this
Johnny Crazy. Johnny Crazy says, real country, Denmark. We're totally lost in the IRC. Sorry, guys, we got a big argument going on.
We ignored you, our public.
I still love you,
average.
Don't touch me.
Rick! Did we know about those laws?
Yeah, I'm standing right here, big boy.
Back on anal sex, actually.
No.
I'm going to get some coke. I'll be with that.
What?
You better say something.
Hey, yeah, we're reading the IRC, and that's why we're not talking. Hey, we're going to play some ads now.
Okay.
As soon as the computer controller here gets them ready, so.
Actually, I was so inspired by the conversation. I made an incest promo, so can you get ready for it? I'll send it up to you guys, too.
Apparently, we have a new promo from Anki, and technically it's Sumerian's show right now, so I'm going to let him play it. It's probably nasty, that guy, I tell you.
Okay, here's some promos. Here's a promo we did the other day.
Every night, every day, it's red radio. They're unstoppable, they're out of control. They're smashing babies on the horse. They're the worst kind of degradation known to man. For every occasion, as bar mitzvahs, bring the children, bring the old folks, bring people you don't know, bring dead relatives. Monsters, mega, giant squid, thing that go bump in the night. Large smarty, they fall from space. It's all in one place for one time only.
There's no better place to be all day, all the time.
Oh, yeah. This is our day.
Listen to Rant Radio or we'll kick your fucking teeth in. Rant Radio, listen up!
Hey there. It's me, yeah?
Yep.
Veronica says the average age of people starting having sex is 14. How many traumatized people are there out there due to that? If a 16-year-old girl wants to make a video for some spending cash, why should that be illegal? Because if she's allowed to do that, right, then that means it's legal for someone 16 to make a porn video, right? And that means they open the door for coercing women or girls who don't want to do that, but that can be forced to do it in some way, like get them high, whatever, right?
Yeah.
And it's now legal for a 16-year-old, and there's plenty of ways to get the ones that just... when you're 16, you're not old enough to make that decision. That's another reason, right? You're not old enough to decide that, you want to spread your legs for cash. That's something that you would probably regret when you were older. I mean, when you're 18, I don't know how old you guys are. When I was 18, I wasn't as mature as I am now. I'm only 26.
Yeah.
That's what, 8 years?
Yeah.
That's a lot of time. Anyways,
I'm going to kick you off.
Just a sec.
Okay, I'm going to kick Drex off here because, he's half hour into my show. It was, we just extended the show because it was so much fun. I think there's somebody on after me. I'm not quite sure after my show. I think there is. So I'm going to have a half an hour. Hey, Sim, what do you masturbate to now then?
Well,
what are you talking about?
Well, we don't masturbate to child porn.
No, we don't masturbate to child porn.
Unless she looks really, really old.
Okay, and Rex too. No, we don't masturbate.
Mostly to the sound of my hand.
Mr. Barbecue's on after me, yeah, so I gotta I got to start my show pretty quick here. So Drex is going to stick around for it. He can make comments about it. My show is State of the Nation.
It's only going to be stopped for a few seconds.
No, there's no stopping.
Oh, you're not going to change the name?
No. Oh, no, we're not going to change the name because I don't want to kick all these people off.
So basically, it's just like a real radio station.
Yeah, where we can't change.
Except we're late. It's like Larry and Lily's show on the Fox, where they go, "Yeah, we're going to have the joke of the day at a 8:15," but it doesn't come on until 8:30 every day, which is quite good. Are we having an intro to yours?
Yeah,
take us.
Cool.
I was intending that to be the case. I didn't realize you had some specific stuff that you had to get out in the air to begin with. Otherwise, I
just talk about everything that's going on with the station.
That is what I thought. That's why I didn't. I knew when it was 10, and I was like, "Oh, it's James' show," but well, he doesn't really care.
But not really, because I don't have a ton of stuff. I don't have something really, really specific like my interview to play, right?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like yours is pretty much open, right?
Yeah,
and that's why. Like, yours is so open that I thought this would just be considered part of yours, that's all. The only thing I was thinking of is I wanted a way to change your name,
open.
That's all.
But it's about the station.
Yeah. I'm just stretching.
Okay.
And now, for your listening pleasure, this is the best fucking show. I come in here every week, is that okay?
Oh, yeah.
It's way totally fun. Fun.
Oh, yeah, way better.
They get to hear me. Not me talking.
Yes.
Big difference.
Alright, this is Cenarion with State of the Station. You're listening to Rant Radio, www.rantradio.com. You can find us on the web there. You can find us on the IRC in the Rant Radio channel in the Undernet servers. We got a lot of people listening tonight. Of course, it doesn't say in your WinApp or in the Shoutcast or in the MP3 spy servers that it doesn't say Cenarion, but it is Cenarion, and we've got a lot of people listening, a lot of people from British Columbia, we've got someone from Australia, and we're getting a lot of listeners from all over the world. Let me just scroll up a bit here and see exactly where the guy from Australia is. He is from, one second, Australia, okay, I forget, maybe he'll fill me in a second. Okay, you can phone in. The phone number is 1-604-533-9191. The phone line is open right now. East Sandman's from San Diego. We have gotten people from Hong Kong yesterday, Malaysia, Australia, all over Europe, of course, all over North America. A lot of our DJs are from North America. We don't have one overseas just yet, but I fully expect, because people are listening from all over the world, that we're going to have...
There's someone from Australia.
Yeah.
Is it Australia?
Yeah,
it's Australia,
not Australia. We don't have
New Zealand.
Not New Zealand. I think it was from Australia. If you could put it back up again. If it hasn't quit.
Kermit,
no, he hasn't quit.
Kermit Oz is in there.
Okay, well, it's a little obvious.
Yeah,
604-533-9191, 533-9191. If you want to talk about the station, what's happening with it, technical concerns about the station, we just updated the webpage a little bit, I think it was yesterday, made the news look a little bit better. Put some people's DJ's web pages up, links to them. I've got a bunch of pictures for a bunch of the different DJs. I've got some pictures I just took today of myself, so you can see my ugly face on the page soon. Oh, we've got a caller! Hello, you're on Rant Radio Live! Who is this?
This is me again,
Defunk. Non long distance. Hey, Defunk.
Exactly.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
Excellent.
I was wondering about the t-shirts you guys were talking about.
Well, we do have someone interested in making the t-shirts.
That's great.
It hasn't gone into effect yet. I think it would be really awesome that we do get the t-shirts going to say, like, www.rantradio.com on the front, and maybe some logo on the back. We'll have to get a good graphics designer.